This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Ron Anderson, the doctor who ran Dallas County's largest medical center for nearly 30 years, died Thursday night. The 68-year-old healthcare pioneer left the job 2 years ago and had been suffering from advanced liver cancer. Parkland is as busy as ever. The healthcare giant handles more than 1 million patient visits a year, has the region's only burn center, and employs more than 1,000 physicians. For 3 decades, this was Ron Anderson's home. And even as CEO, he refused to stop seeing patients.
He would be asked to curtail or stop, but that was an important part of him. He was first and foremost a physician and wanted to stay connected to the patients.
Sharon Phillips, executive vice president and chief of off-campus operations at Parkland, worked with Anderson for 25 years. Sitting in her office across from Anderson's, she says his vision of healthcare for all, regardless of ability to pay, paved the way for Parkland's system of community clinics. It was an idea he had to fight for decades ago.
The concept of community-oriented primary care was not well known in the United States. Some of the examples were more based on going into a community and maybe starting a garden and not really applying it in the healthcare arena.
The concept was also politically and racially charged. Pastor and civil rights activist Peter Johnson says the conservative white community was skeptical about Anderson's push to spend money in South and West Dallas.
We worked hand in hand and fighting to get those clinics built. And not only did we have to fight against the white political structure, we also had to fight against the black doctors who saw the clinics as a threat to their business.
Anderson didn't back down and convinced county commissioners that providing care in neighborhoods where families lived would improve health and eventually lower costs to the main hospital. Parkland now has 24 community and school-based clinics that have attracted attention from as far away as Thailand. And Anderson stayed passionate about expanding the system. In 2008, he spoke with KERA's Chris Boyd.
We will build 4 more or 5 more. And very, very importantly, we'll start covering some areas out in the suburbs where the poor have been moved to through a process of gentrification.
The fight to provide health care to the most vulnerable led Anderson into a local and national battle in the mid-'80s. He wanted to stop something known as patient dumping. Sharon Phillips explains that's where other hospitals would transfer patients who couldn't pay the bills to places like Parkland.
So if you have absolutely no money, you can go to an emergency room, and the law states that you will receive a medical screening examination and be given any treatment necessary to stabilize your condition.
And only then would payment be discussed. That was written into federal law in 1986. Somehow, while tending to patients and politics, Anderson still found time to be active at First Baptist Church of Dallas and to read everything from spiritual literature to medical journals. It wasn't uncommon late at night to see the light on in his office, a book in his hand. He'd lined the walls with Native American artifacts, some of which he collected while in his home state of Oklahoma. Anderson also had a passion for mentoring medical students. Ruben Amarasingham met him as a resident in 1996.
And I remember just extremely late nights. He was the CEO of the hospital, but he would be there at the bedside, very concerned about every element of the patient's care. And he brought that spirit, I think. What was just so striking and remarkable about him.
Anderson stayed in touch with young doctors and often convinced them to return to Parkland. After a stint at Johns Hopkins, Amarasingham is now director of Parkland's Center for Clinical Innovation.
No matter how far remote you were from Dallas, he would check in. And it was a prime reason why I came back, because there might be a lot of opportunities, but there aren't a lot of opportunities where you know someone really cares deeply about how to help you, mentor you, and realize how your talents could be used.
Of course, Anderson's tenure wasn't without controversy.
Parkland Hospital is under serious scrutiny this morning. The federal government
has warned
that
virtually
in 2011, the hospital failed several government inspections that revealed widespread patient safety problems. Not long after, Anderson stepped down, but not before he broke ground on his final achievement. In 2010, he talked to KERA about the new Parkland Hospital, double the size of the original.
There have been a lot of new hospitals built recently, very few new public hospitals. The ones that have been built, though, have downsized. Ours is one of the only ones in the last decade to actually expand capacity to meet the real needs of the community and not transfer this to the private sector.
Anderson's death comes just days after Parkland officials announced they would feature a statue of him at the new hospital. Parkland's Sharon Phillips says that statue and a new outpatient clinic that will be named after Anderson pay tribute to his vision of social justice and health care.
He made the country believe how good health care could be for anyone.
Anderson is survived by his wife, four children, and one grandson. Services are planned for Wednesday at First Baptist Church in Dallas. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.